If you look at what happened, this is a black line is as fast as man ever flew. And the red line is a top-of-the-line military fighters, and the blue line is commercial air transport. You notice there's a big jump when I was a little kid, and I think that had something to do with giving me the courage to go out and try something that other people weren't having the courage to try. Well, what did I do when I was a kid? I didn't do the hot rods and the girls and the dancing, and, well, we didn't have drugs in those days, but I did competition model airplanes. I spent about 7 years during the Vietnam War flight testing airplanes for the Air Force, and then I went in and I had a lot of fun building airplanes that people could build in their garages, and some 3,000 of these are flying. Of course, one of them is around the world, Voyager. I founded another company in 82, which is my company now, and we have developed more than one new type of airplane every year since 1982, and there's a lot of them that I actually can't show you. On this chart. The most impressive airplane ever, I believe, was designed only a dozen years after the first operational jet. Stayed in service till it was too rusty to fly, taken out of service. We retreated in 98 back to something that was developed in 56.
What?
The most impressive spaceship ever, I believe, was a Grumman lunar lander. It was a, you know, it'd land on the moon, take off on the moon, didn't need any maintenance guys. That's kind of cool. We've lost that capability. We abandoned it in 72. This thing was designed 3 years after Gagarin first flew in space in 1961. 3 years, and we can't do that now. Crazy.